Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do.
It helps you know what you do.
So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello, friends. My name is Anne-Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And this is Studio Classroom. Thank you so much for joining us for our lesson today. We're on day two of our article called Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman.
Who is Mr. Feynman? His name is Richard Feynman. He is one of the most famous scientists and physicists of the last 100 years. You know, that's a really hard word to say.
Physicist?
A little bit.
It is a little bit hard to say. You're right about that. Well, Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman is actually the title of his book. This is a collection of stories from his life where he shares about his experiences and shares some humor and life experiences as well.
Absolutely. We're going to learn even more about him and his life in our lesson today. Let's jump into our lesson together. Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. Feynman considered honesty very important, including honesty with oneself. He wrote, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." He added that people should avoid fooling others by honestly reporting both their theories and all the evidence for and against them.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 evidence 这个名词，意思是证据或是迹象。譬如 There's no evidence that this old remedy actually works, but my grandmother swears by it. 没有证据显示这个老偏方真的有效，但是我的祖母对它深信不疑。它的形容词是把字尾的 CE 改成 T, 变成 evident,意思是明显的或是显然的。例如 It was evident from her confident smile that she considered this work her masterpiece. 从她自信的笑容中可以看出她认为这件作品是她的杰作。副词 evidently 是指显然的。譬如 He was evidently unaware that the meeting had been cancelled. 她显然不知道会议已经被取消了。
The end of our lesson yesterday, we learned that there were many life lessons that Mr. Feynman wanted to teach in his collection of stories. We're going to look at some of those life lessons and advice in this section now.
Okay, let's start it off. Feynman considered honesty very important, including honesty with oneself. That's an important life lesson.
Definitely. And there's an important word here that we need to take a look at. It's the word considered. Considered means thought about carefully before making a decision.
Okay, yes. And for example, before buying the house, Mark carefully considered all the costs. Now, there's a slightly different meaning in our sentence here as well. Feynman considered honesty very important. He thought of one thing as being a certain way.
That's right. He thought of honesty as being something that was very important. And he didn't just mean honesty with other people. He was also talking about honesty with yourself.
Yes, honesty with yourself. It might sound silly. How can you lie to yourself? You'd immediately know you were lying. But sometimes we just kind of convince ourselves that something is true when it's not. Or the other way around.
I've definitely done this before. But let's read on and learn more about this, friends. He wrote, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." Okay, let's first take a look at some of these terms. The first one we want to look at is principle.
Okay, principle.
That is not the leader of your school. That word is spelled differently. This principle is a basic rule or belief, and it often guides how people behave.
Here's how you can use that word principle in a sentence. Honesty is one of the most important principles in friendship.
Okay, what is this first principle? You should not fool yourself. That, of course, is a lot like saying lie to yourself or to believe something that isn't true.
Yes. So here's an example. Don't fool yourself into thinking success will come without hard work. We fool ourselves about all kinds of different things, positive and negative, friends. Sometimes we fool ourselves into silly things like believing that nobody likes us or that we aren't successful or that we're not good at anything. Those are all negative things you could fool yourself about.
Because they're not really true. When we hear from Feynman, you are the easiest person to fool. He added that people should avoid fooling others by honestly reporting both their theories and all the evidence for and against them. That would really apply in fields like science where he worked.
Definitely. Fields like science or medicine or things like that. Sometimes people want something to be true or to prove a theory so badly that they try to point the evidence in that direction and maybe aren't so honest about their findings. But first, let's talk about what this word theory means.
Okay. It has a very specific and complicated meaning in the field of science. We'll try and explain it in a basic way. A theory is something that you believe is true, or an explanation of how something or why something happens in the world. There is evidence for why that might be true, but new evidence could change that theory.
Right. So scientists test their theories through experiments and observation. So Feynman's point here is that as you're going through those experiments and observation, be honest about your findings, even if the evidence is against your work or against your theory.
Everyone will be better for it. Well, friends, it's time now for us to go to our next reading.
Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. Feynman's concern for honesty paid off when he served on a committee investigating the explosion of the Challenger spacecraft back in 1986. Feynman found the mechanical problem that led to the explosion, and he also discovered that others had noticed the problem, but their concerns had been covered up for political reasons. Feynman explained the problem live on national TV, which meant that it would be taken seriously.
Explosion, 意思呢是爆炸或是爆发。 譬如, scientists recorded a massive explosion deep under the ocean. 科学家们记录到海洋深处的一个巨大爆炸。 动词呢是explode, 意思是爆炸或是引爆。 譬如, the fireworks exploded in a shower of red and gold sparks. 烟火在空中爆炸, 形成一片红色和金色的火花雨。 它的形容词是explosive, 意思是爆炸性的或是易爆的。 譬如, the scientist handled the explosive chemicals with extreme care. 这位科学家小心翼翼地处理这些易爆的化学物质。
Let's look at an example of when this principle of being honest with others and yourself really took place in Feynman's life. We read, Feynman's concern for honesty paid off when he served on a committee investigating the explosion of the Challenger spacecraft back in 1986.
Okay, we'll talk about exactly what happened after this. First, let's talk about some of these terms. This paid off. His honesty paid off. If something pays off, it brings success or a good result. Usually as a result of your hard work or sticking to your principles.
Yes, here's an example of how you could use that in a sentence. All of Nancy's late night studying finally paid off when she passed the exam. We have something else we want to take a look at here, friends. It's the word committee.
Okay, a committee is a group of people. They're chosen to make decisions or to plan something.
Here's a way you can use the word committee in a sentence. The school formed a committee to organize the graduation ceremony. So we see here that Feynman is serving on a committee. This is a verb that we often use with the word committee. When someone is on a committee, they serve on a committee.
Right. It might be a paid position or not. Either way, he's doing it to help out. And they're on this committee to try and investigate, try and figure out what happened with the Challenger spacecraft. Let's talk about spacecrafts.
Well, spacecraft are vehicles that are designed for travel in space.
Right. For example, the spacecraft landed safely on the surface of the moon. Now, I love stories about spaceships, but that word often describes futuristic things that we don't really have today. For the simpler things that people do have, we often say spacecraft.
So spacecraft for things that exist in spaceships when you're reading an interesting novel about space.
Exactly. Okay, so what exactly happened? Feynman found the mechanical problem that led to the explosion.
We see a term here that we need to talk about, friends. It's that word mechanical. When you see the word mechanical, it's related to machines or tools.
Usually it's talking about very physical things, as opposed to maybe something electronic or even a computer or software problem. Here's another example. Kevin is good at fixing cars because he has strong mechanical skills.
So Feynman found that there was a mechanical problem that led to the explosion of the Challenger. He discovered something else as well. He also discovered that others had noticed the problem, but their concerns had been covered up for political reasons.
Ooh, okay, there was a cover-up. People were hiding this. Feynman explained the problem live on national TV, which meant that it would be taken seriously.
I can see that he really stands by the idea that honesty is important to him. It would be really hard to discover this problem and then have to say, well, it was actually these people's fault because they didn't say anything. And then to actually say all this on live TV, that takes a lot of honesty.
Especially when politics are involved. That means there could be risk to maybe his career or his reputation.
For sure. All right, friends, we're not done talking about Mr. Feynman, but we will be back right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Cover. Bob once spilled grape juice on the couch and immediately threw a blanket over it. When asked what happened, he said, "What stain?" Classic cover-up. Let's talk about the phrase cover-up. It means to hide something, like a mistake, a mess, or something you don't want people to notice. The company tried to cover up the accident. He covered up the hole in the wall with a poster. It can be a physical cover-up or a sneaky cover-up. Now let's look at a few other useful phrases with cover. Take cover means to find protection, usually in an emergency. The storm's coming, take cover. Cover for someone. This means to step in or hide someone's absence or mistake. Can you cover for me at work tomorrow? Or, he forgot his lines and I had to cover for him. Cover a topic. This is when you talk about or explain something. The class covered 3 chapters today. Undercover means to go do something in secret or disguise. She went undercover as a customer to test the store. So whether you're hiding a mess, helping a friend, or hiding something you did wrong, just remember, not all cover-ups are waterproof. Just be honest, friends. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman. This focus on honesty is important in other situations too. Instead of trying to convince yourself that your first thought is right, make a point of looking at things honestly, even if you may not like what you see. Only when you look at a problem honestly can you work out a solution to it. The book's emphasis on humor and stories emphasize the timeless lesson that honesty, both in science and in life, is the key to finding real solutions.
Mina finally convinced her parents to let her adopt a cat by promising to clean up after it. Mina 终于说服父母让她领养一只猫，她保证猫咪上完大小号后，她会清理善后。Convince 的现在分词 convincing 可以当形容词用，意思是令人信服的或是有说服力的。譬如 ,The actor gave such a convincing performance,that many assumed the character and the actor were one and the same. 该演员的表演很有说服力，许多人以为他与该角色是同一个人。副词 convincingly 是指有说服力的或是令人信服的。譬如 ,Miranda smiled convincingly even though she was overcome with anxiety. Miranda 尽管心里充满焦虑，还是露出了令人幸福的微笑。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
We're still talking about how honesty is so important, and it's important to Mr. Feynman. We read on here, this focus on honesty is important in other situations too. Instead of trying to convince yourself that your first thought is right, make a point of looking at things honestly.
All right, there's plenty to talk about there. First of all, let's talk about this phrase, make a point of doing something. This is to do something intentionally or with special effort. You mean to do that thing.
When you make a point of doing something, you do it on purpose for a specific reason. Here's an example. Emma makes a point of thanking everyone who helps her. She is doing that on purpose.
Now, this reminds me of something we talked about earlier this month, to take initiative, to really be proactive and do something on purpose.
Definitely. All right, so we see here that maybe you think your first thought is right, but you should make a point of looking at things honestly, even if you may not like what you see. This goes back to the point we made earlier about being honest with yourself.
It is really easy to start to fool yourself,when you really don't like what you're seeing, or if it's not what you initially expected to see.
Maybe you're trying to solve a problem and you think you have a solution and you really believe in that solution, but if the solution isn't working, you need to be honest with yourself and go back and try to find a different solution to your problem.
Speaking of solutions, we see only when you look at a problem honestly can you work out a solution to it.Let's work out what that means together.
Well, the term work out sometimes just means to exercise, like in a gym where you're lifting weights. But here, to work out a problem means to find a solution to it. For example, you could say, Lisa is trying to work out the solution.
Right. That could be some situation that comes up at work. You might also just be working out math problems in your homework.
That's right.Now, we read on here, the book's emphasis on humor and stories emphasize the timeless lesson that honesty, both in science and in life, is the key to finding real solutions.
All right. It sounds like this book is full of a lot of good things. One of those things, of course, is humor. Humor is kind of like the ability to be funny or to see the funny side of things in life or maybe in a story.
Here's an example of how you could use humor in a sentence. Mr. Brown's humor always makes his students laugh. Of course, we can also say that someone has a sense of humor, and people's sense of humor can be different in different situations or for different people.
Absolutely. Well, we have a timeless lesson in this story. A timeless lesson is something we learn, some kind of message or truth that is always relevant. It's not specific to one specific period of time.
Like in our story, the timeless lesson doesn't just apply to being honest in science, it applies to being honest in all areas of life. Here's another example. The story teaches a timeless lesson about kindness.
Right. Now that word timeless is a good one. I think about certain movies that really are timeless. Even though they came out a long time ago, they still feel relevant and interesting today, while others just feel old and disconnected from today.
It usually has to do with the subject matter or what they're trying to say, the message they're trying to convey through that film. If it's something that people still connect with today, well, then that makes the movie timeless.
So if you're looking for a book suggestion, try and check out this book. Of course, it is called Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. Friends, we're almost done, but not quite yet. Let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 only 放在句首的句型变化。当将 only 放在句首修饰整个子句的时候，后面就要倒装，也就是将 be 动词或 助动词移到主词前面。这个句型是为了强调 only 后面子句的语气。例如 ,You can understand the pain if you experience it yourself. 为了强调 if you experience it yourself, 就要改为倒装句。Only if you experience it yourself can you understand the pain. 唯有亲身经历你才能够体会这种痛苦。如果 only 是修饰名词或动名词，则不需要倒装。例如 ,Only John knows the answer, 只有 John 知道答案。
Friends, we've reached the end of our article, which means it's time for a talk about it question. Are you ready, Garrett?
Okay, I think so.
Here it is. How do you think Feynman's use of humor helps him communicate his message?
Well, I don't think it's specific to Richard Feynman. I think this is true for almost any story. I even think back to some of the more academic books that I had to read in college, books even about cultural anthropology. Some of the material might have been a bit boring or dry, but the use of humor made me want to keep reading.
I've noticed that when things are funny, we remember them more. At least I do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true with books, maybe academic books, books like this one, movies, TV shows. Even if it's not a comedy, a little bit of humor keeps us connected.
For sure. Well, friends, we hope you have enjoyed learning about Richard Feynman and this book that he wrote. And if you are interested in it, make sure that you go and check it out. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.